I must say now, of all the recordings, this will pay the price for everything. But in 1988, the Eternal Princess, Miss Stephanie Bond, came into my life soul. Now, as I said before, but for those I'm recalling who never heard it, I cannot thank Jesus Christ enough for giving me great parents, great career, so many better talents never made it, giving me all these wonderful things, a great historical wedding, but to meet the Eternal Princess. Most people go through life settling in a marriage. I have both women, Miss Jan and Miss Vicky. Thank Jesus Christ as blessings. Miss Jan and Miss Vicky were what I wanted. I never married to get married. No matter how it happened, Miss Jan and Miss Vicky both had the looks I wanted and fit into my dream world. Now, I want to state to those listening that, sure, beauty is only skin deep, but as Bud Abbott and Lou Costello said in Rio Rita, I'm no cannibal. And I can honestly say that it is the heart of a woman, not the looks. As Red Barber, may rest in peace, the great sportscaster for the Dodgers, said, look for kindness in a woman. That's the ultimate thing. And he's right. I've got to have that princess. Not because I may be ugly looking or anything like that, because I dream. My dreams have no color or no boundaries. And I dream of youth and beauty. And when I say youth, this is no sex maniac tape here. I always ask their fathers if I can take them out. Nothing goes on. I have a higher source to answer to. It's just to a doll look and whatever. There's nothing wrong in finding a beautiful angel who has the heart and the kindness of an average girl. It may be harder to find, but it's still there. And I will not settle for second best. Of course, we all have our eccentricities. I like to, as you know, after each shower, every day of the week, I haven't missed a shower since December 20th, 1989, basically, except one day in the flood, basically I always usually wipe with Bounty towels, or right now I love Job Squad. Anyway, but going back to this, so in finding Miss Stephanie, it happened through Mr. Burnett, right, at the same Dada Club, May 19th, 1988. That's the greatest transformation. That in itself is life itself. To have found the Eternal Princess, which I never looked for, what makes her so different in fantasy only, whether it's so in reality or not, only the Lord knows and she knows and the shadow knows. Oh, boy, I tell you, if I were only the shadow, I tell you, only the shadow knows what this fantasy is. But I've prayed time and time again, you know what I mean? And, you know, I prayed, oh, Lord, if I ever get to heaven, I pray, doesn't take thy name in vain, O great Yahweh God of Israel through Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, if I ever get to heaven, I pray you will make me another Miss Stephanie. And like you make a million tulips, a million roses, a million grains of sand, you can make another one of her. And this time, put the grace and spirit in her to love me, let alone like, forget, you know, in this world.